Galileo was under the gun for saying the earth circled round the sun. The Pope was open, this guy could be right, but no, Galileo was itching for a fight. Maybe he was itching to be on center stage, or perhaps he was tapping into centuries of rage from the spirits of the curious people and saints who questioned the church and were burned at the stake. Don't you question our take on spirit, we won't hear it, was often said. If you question our take on spirit, we won't hear it, you're dead. Galileo got grounded for life, and for many more centuries only church could be right. So kinda like Moses in days of old, along came Darwin to free his fold. But soon as the fear of church was gone, angry men of science cried from now on, if anything smacks of spirit, we won't hear it, we said. If anything smacks of spirit, we won't hear it, it's dead. Nobel scientists, eminent names, exposed a lot of fraudulent spiritual claims. But when everyone found a phenomena he could not debunk, all of a sudden his science was junk. 'Cause if anything smacked of spirit, they wouldn't hear it. The fashion in ivory towers to explain creation with no higher power. Every physical law that gave life a chance all had to happen by happenstance. Your ecological model, now they say that's it. Only problem is all the data don't fit. 'Cause if anything smacks of spirit, they won't hear it in all respect. They are missing half the picture. But when I see people kill over scripture, I thank God for the pioneers of reality check.